I should point out that when a flexor reflex is initiated and it's going to cause certain muscles to flex and move the limb, the opposite muscles that normally work in concert with those flexor muscles in order to maintain the position of the limb have to relax. And so interneurons are going to bring a message to those extensor muscles that they need to allow the flexion to happen. And so this is why these types of reflexes require more interneurons, and they tend to be a little bit more complicated. And this signaling by the interneurons to allow the opposite muscles to relax so that the original muscles can flex is called reciprocal inhibition.